It's time for Hawk Talk on ESPN 97.7. Today's show is brought to you by Bancorp South, Glenwood, Raisin Cane's, Super Chevy Dealers, Brookshire's, Iberia Bank, Jeff Guerrero, the injury attorney, Terrell Seed, Portico, Blue Cross, First National Bank. And now, here's your host for Hawk Talk, Nick White.
And a good afternoon to you, everybody, and welcome in to the first edition of the football and athletic year of Hawk Talk here on ESPN 97.7. We are at a new location, glad to be here at Portico in Monroe. And, of course, over the next hour, we will talk a little ULM Warhawk football. Of course, our number is 888-993-7762. That's 888-993-7762. And we'll get a kind of a crash course on ULM football as they get set for the season opener, a home opener against the Southern Jaguars. Of course, Coach Matt Viator going into his first year after a number of years at McNeese State. And we welcome Coach V in here with us. Pleasure. Looking forward to working with you here on the show, and glad to be here with you today, Coach.
Thanks, Nick. Glad to work with you also.
It's a lot of excitement coming in here. Obviously, you just had your press conference about an hour and a half ago, and you made a statement that I can kind of get. Imagine anytime you have a new job for anybody in a profession, but whenever you kind of build up to this point, you mentioned the excitement is high to where you can't sleep, but kind of a little bit of the anxiety is high where you can't sleep. So what are you getting about 2 to 3 hours leading up to this game against Southern?
Well, what I was trying to point out too also, I mean, that's typical first game in college. And, I mean, I've been that way every year. And because I think what's unique about college football, really other than most any other sport, not just football at the college level is, you know, even high school. You know, we all had jamborees last weekend, and they had scrimmages before that. And the NFL, you have 3 or 4 preseason games. But the first time you actually see an opponent, a different color jersey, it's for real. I mean, it counts. And so I think the anxiety certainly is there because of that, because they're kids that regardless of how many years I've been here, that are going to be the first time out, that you're not real sure what they're going to do. But at the same time, it is the start of the season, and it's extremely exciting.
And certainly a new era in ULM football, a completely new staff that you brought along. I guess kind of, and we're going to have some time here throughout the year to visit with members of your staff at some portion during this show and kind of get them kind of introduced to the crowd. But quite a staff, a lot of guys that you've worked with previously, know a lot about.
Certainly do. You know, starting with Mike Collins, it was really great to work with Mike and McNeese for 5 or 6 years. He was defensive coordinator there. Manny Michelle came over from ULM to McNeese, I think, in 2008, 2009, somewhere around in there. So he and Marge and Hannah have been with us a while down there, so I had the opportunity to work with them. Rob Sale is a guy that was on our staff at McNeese for 3 or 4 years and then went to the University of Georgia. Tim Leger and I have been together for about 10 years. And so, yeah, there is a lot of familiarity with some guys, and, you know, we've worked together and kind of understand each other. I mean, Scott Stoker and I go back to the late 90s, early 2000s, when I was the offensive coordinator at McNeese and he was the defensive coordinator at McNeese. And we stayed close friends, you know, throughout all this, and, you know, had to play against him when he was at Northwestern State there, when he was the head coach there for 7 or 8 years and stuff. So we have great relationships with these guys. They're good coaches, and we're excited to work together.
I heard you speak a number of times through the course of getting this job and over the past 8 months or so. About how much respect you get whenever you coach against some guys like Matt Kubik and other Coach Collins. I mean, every guy that coached with them or coached against them. How do you, I guess I'll phrase this the best way, know the challenges they're going to bring to the opponents each and every week because you faced up against them?
That's a great point. And what I was alluding to in that when I was talking about that was a guy like Matt Kubik. You know, he was the OC at UCA at Central Arkansas. I thought they were tough to defend. And, you know, they always had a good balance. Quarterback was well coached, could throw it around a little bit. Then he's been at Stephen F. Austin the last couple of years, and both those teams were in our league. And I like what they did. And, you know, so they presented us problems. Was tough for us to defend. And the same can be said for Mike Collins, for Scott Stoker, and also for Matt Pallage, because Matt's been the special teams coordinator the last 2 years at Sam Houston State, and they've been really good. And when Slade went to Tulane, and we had an opportunity there, and I knew a lot. Collins and Stoker knew a lot about Palage. I had played against Palage and really liked what they did. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, when you coach against people and, you know, they're tough to defend and they do a good job and you get to meet them off the field and see what kind of people they are, it's a good match.
We're here at Portico in Monroe for Hog Talk on ESPN 97.7. Of course, we'll be here each and every week, aside from two bye weeks where we'll take a show off here. And we encourage you to come out and join us if you're out and about in the area. Come and enjoy some great lunch out here as well. Our number is 888-993-7762. That is a call or a text, 888-993-7762. And you can also tweet a question towards my handle, at NickWhite67, and we will attempt to pose that question to Coach Matt Viator. Not only are you here as your first approaching your first game, but there's been a lot of new things that have been unveiled with this football program, and I guess what happened about a month ago, the ribbon cutting and kind of getting into the football facility, something that's been long overdue, but something that is very nice, very accommodating for your staff and for your players. How have you seen the uptick of I guess recruiting and just maybe a mentality of your football team now that they've gotten into that new building? They got something nice, shiny, and kind of looking to respect that thing.
Well, the players are excited, and they were excited all summer. We actually got into the locker room part of it for summer too, for the second part of it, and they were really excited to get in there. The recruiting aspect, I think it'll start really paying dividends in years to come, but it was good to get some kids in here in July on unofficial visits when we had the lobby set up with the mannequins and all those things, and obviously we're still under construction, but the kids could come in and see some of the things that were going to happen in the future. So no question, I mean, I think it's certainly a really better quality of life for the kids that we have there, which I think is important, plus it'll help us in the long run in recruiting.
Speaking of recruiting, how tough was it to kind of hit the ground running the way that you did middle of December, assembling a staff and doing all the things, but also trying to get out on the recruiting trail and just basically shake down the bushes and find anybody you could?
It was challenging, and you know, one of the things that was challenging about it is when I got the job, we were right on the cusp of a month dead period, which basically you couldn't get out. But we were actually able to get in and evaluate talent. But I think one of the advantages that we had coming in is that we already had a pretty good base in terms of the kids in the area. And, you know, we had already done a lot of evaluations on kids. And Collins and Palage, coming from Southeast Texas, from that area, were able to bring some things in here. And then another huge thing that I thought we had was Steve Farmer stayed on. Of course, now he's at Utah State, but he was going to stay on and came and stayed in there with us till after signing day. So he already knew, had a lot of ties and some stuff, and, you know, we were able to get the lineman from Sam Williams out of Arkansas that Steve had been on, Mason Hussman, TJ Fioli, guys like that that Coach Warmer had been recruiting anyway and stuff. So anyway, I think, yeah, we just kind of pieced together some things, and it was challenging, but yet I think we came out of it pretty good.
And along with recruiting, another aspect of building this program up, you're very, very high on walk-ons. You've talked about those throughout the course of the past few months, but I mentioned that today in the press conference about the roster size that you have and the number of walk-ons that you're looking to accept with your football program.
Sure. I mean, I think it's a big part of trying to build a program is to have a good walk-on program, and the majority of your walk-ons are going to be local kids. And, you know, sure, I mean, you can get some, you know, you'll get a few out-of-state walk-ons, but a lot of them are going to be your local kids that want to continue to play stuff. So I think it's big. You know, it's, you look at guys and on my staff in McNeese, we were all walk-ons, you know what I mean? And it's something that I hold kind of dear to my heart, and, you know, give kids a chance and, you know, get them out there and give them an opportunity. And I think it's really good.
As far as some other positive news coming out of the program, you mentioned something on Thursday night at the Pursuit about something that's very rare during a coaching change, an uptick on the APR. That's very impressive that everything stayed intact academically with the football program.
Well, ULM has done a fantastic job, and I had nothing to do with that in terms of what they've done with their APR, and I was impressed with that when I came in, and they've had a lot of success. I mean, ULM is number one football school in the Sun Belt in APR. But what I was commenting on is the majority of the time, and at least most of the cases I read, when a new coach comes in, you have a mass exodus, and you know they're getting kids are leaving, and you know they're asking kids to leave, and all that good stuff, and your APR really will take a dip. I was excited about it. It won't be officially posted till after, you know, you have to go through 14 school days, and then you have to turn in APR numbers. But the way it looks right now, we'll actually improve a few points, you know, in the single year in terms of moving forward. And I'm proud of that because we were able, you know, we lost a few kids, but we were able to maintain most of our kids and keep them here. And like I said the other night, it's, you know, they're ULM's kids. And as soon as ULM hired me, they become mine. And my job is to try to do everything I can to keep them, to get them better, and you know, to try to help them improve and to help them both on and off the field. And that's what we try to do.
And you want to keep as many guys as possible. You want to mold these young men. How important was it to get the message to the returners? And you mentioned about, you know, during Christmas break visiting with a lot of them, but basically adapting to the styles and the systems of the players that you have currently on your team.
Well, I mean, we just, you know, as soon as they came in and we talked, I mean, I just told them, I mean, it's, you know, the intent is to keep you guys. I mean, I'm not here to run anybody off, but obviously because I'm a new coach and because this is a new system, there are going to be some things that are different. And so if you're willing to change and you're willing to work hard and you know, change is tough. And I've been saying that. It's tough on us as adults. It's really tough on kids because a lot of times as adults, we have more say in the change or what changes we're making in our life than kids that age do and stuff. So, but, you know, I want to keep them, and I said a lot of that goes back to my background in high school. I mean, you keep your kids, and they're your kids, and you coach them, and, you know, there's no getting rid of them and getting some more and stuff, so that's what we try to do here.
888-993-7762, that's our number if you have a question for Coach Viator. That is either via text or call, and we do actually, before we take our first break, Coach, on our text line, a question for you, and this is from Clint in Calhoun. How much do you think the new transfers will contribute this year, and which ones will be here for more than one season?
Actually, the only transfer that we took that has one season will be Dayton Balvan's, a punter. And the other kids we have multiple years, and they're going to contribute quick. I mean, Juwan Offrey will start at corner, and he's had a really, really good camp. Tyler Johnson, who came over from junior college, Howard Houston, who came over from junior college, Eastwood Thomas, who came over from Alabama. Those guys will play, and I mean, they'll start and play early reps for sure. So that was the only kid that we had that came over, but these other kids have years, and we expect big things from them.
We're going to take our first break, and you can continue to interact with us, 888-993-7762, or you can tweet a question to my handle, at NickWhite67. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Scott McDonald, color analyst on the ULM football broadcast, with some questions for Coach Viator as well. We are live at Portico here in Monroe, new location for Hawk Talk here for the football season. Come on out and join us. We'll be here till 1 o'clock. We'll be back after this.
Football is a contact sport. And at Bancorp South, banking is too. As proud supporters of Warhawks Athletics, we believe building strong relationships starts by making some contact of our own. From getting to know each customer to being an active part of the entire community. For all your financial needs, Bancorp South is right where you are. Game day and every day. Stop by your local branch or visit BancorpSouth.com. Bancorp South, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Stay in your game with Glenwood Sports Therapy. Our specialized outpatient sports therapy program helps youth and adult athletes recover from sport injuries quickly and safely. Using state-of-the-art technology and equipment, our specialized therapists create customized treatment and rehab plans and work with patients one-on-one to evaluate progress. Whatever age, whatever sport, stay in your game with Glenwood Sports Therapy. For more information, call 329-4770.
As football fans, Raising Cane's believes in rushing quarterbacks. But not our hot, fresh, 24-hour marinated chicken. We believe in running out the clock, but never out of our refreshing sweet tea and lemonade. And we believe in supporting the Warhawks with the same passion we have for serving our customers. Because when it comes to Warhawks football, we go all out. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Official chicken of the ULM Warhawks.
First downs to touchdowns. It's game time, Warhawks. The Super Chevy dealers love the game and have teamed up with your ULM Warhawks to bring you an all-star lineup. Work hard, but play harder with the 2016 Chevy Silverado or Camaro. The Silverado brings the new face of strong and a hustle hit and never quit attitude thanks to high-strength roll-form steel. The Chevy Camaro wins from within due to an array of offered connective technologies and a strong new design that is always ready for the end zone. Score big this season and make the right choice. Chevy, your Super Chevy dealers, and Warhawks football, a winning combination.
Brookshire's is proud to be a sponsor of the ULM Warhawks football team as they take the field. You'll cheer when you save with our wide variety of produce and fresh-cut meats that are perfect for every game-watching party. You'll find great savings on chips, drinks, popcorn, hot dogs, and more of your favorite game day foods. Brookshire's has been bringing fresh food to the table since 1928, and we're proud to be your hometown grocer. Don't miss out. Find all of your pregame needs at Brookshire's today. Go Warhawks!
Now, let's get back to Hawk Talk on ESPN 97.7.
Welcome back here. We're at Portico in Monroe. Hawk Talk, first one of the season. I'm Nick White along with ULM head football coach Matt Viator. Our number is 888-993-7762. That's 888-993-7762. If you got a question for Coach V, a great lunch spot. I've already knocked out my lunch today. Coach is halfway through his. He'll get a little break here in the next segment and finish that off. Glad to be here, and thanks for the folks at Portico welcoming us in here today. And now we welcome in, I don't know if I'm worthy to sit so close to a good friend of mine, but also a great honoree this past week on Thursday at the Pursuit, the Scoggin Award winner, Scott McDonald, also color analyst on our football broadcast. And Scott's got a few questions for Coach Viator here. But first off, congratulations on such a high honor that you received on Thursday.
Well, thank you, Nick. I appreciate that very much. As you know, nobody accomplishes anything worthy by themselves. There's a whole group of folks that I accept that award on behalf of that worked very hard to make this a great place to support.
And you surprised me here a little while ago. You had no idea that you were getting the award, right?
No. They said you were supposed to tell me, but I guess you forgot.
I did not get the news. I figured it out about a couple of paragraphs into the speech from Tony Bacon.
But, it was a great surprise, and I am deeply honored.
Well, Scott, I'm going to let you have the floor with Coach V for a few moments.
All right, thank you. Coach, I'm glad to be a part of your first show here. Notice that you're undefeated in home openers. What do you attribute that success to, coming out early and getting established?
That's a good question. I didn't know that, to be honest with you. But I don't know. I think we've always had productive camps and been ready, I think, for the first game. And hopefully that's the case here again. But, it's first games are interesting. And I was saying that at the press conference. I think the first games, more than any other games, are about adjustments. And it doesn't matter. I mean, we're playing a team in Southern, has the same head coach, same offensive defensive coordinator. But if they were like me in years past, we're going to do something different, because not all the players are exactly the same stuff. So, but I think that's the huge thing with first games is you have to be ready to adjust, and you have to be ready to adjust quick.
Well, we know they've got a new defensive coordinator, so basically a new defensive staff. So it's going to maybe see some new looks for sure there.
Well, I say the word we're getting, they're doing the same stuff and stuff. So I was alluding to that, really, and looking at their past, what they've done in the past and stuff. But like I said, a new wrinkle here or there, and you just have to adjust quick. And that's usually the case the first two or three games of the year because people are looking at different things. And then after a couple games, everybody kind of settles into what they're going to do.
Right, and typically in these early games, we see a lot of things happen in the kicking game. You can certainly make mistakes there. You certainly can win ball games on the kicking game. Talk a little bit about the kicking game for the Warhawks this season.
I think we're going to be good. I think we're going to be solid. I like Walker as a snapper. He got some action there last year. Dayton came in and has done well as a punter. We also have Alex Prince here from Monroe that's a punter as well. And then Craig Ford's had a really good camp in terms of kicking. So the thing about special teams, Scott, is they're so hard to simulate. And, when you get out there in hot August practices and the idea of going out there and running the kickoff team down there 5 or 10 straight times, and having live action and blocking people in the open field. I mean, that's very, very hard to simulate. It's a lot harder to simulate than offense and defenses and stuff. So that's kind of the unknown in the kicking game that you kind of go in with. But I do agree with you 100%. And all the years at McNeese and playing the FBS teams, whether it was Nebraska or LSU or whoever, I always told our kids there are two things that we can't get beat in, conditioning and the kicking game. If we can hold our own there and it just becomes an offense-defense thing, then I think, you know, we got a chance. But we cannot get beat in those two areas or we're going to be in trouble. And so that's kind of been the emphasis for us.
Well, and Southern has an electrifying return game with Willie Quinn, of course. Talk a little bit about who you're expecting to return the football for us on punts and kickoffs, Coach.
Well, on punts, whatever, Marcus Green has been back. Trey Perrier will probably get a chance back there as well. Marquise McCray will be back kickoff returning along with Trey Perrier. So that's kind of the plan going in, and then we'll kind of see from there.
And any surprises that we might see Saturday, anything that did you plan early on, or do you come out and say, this is who we are and this is what we're going to establish?
No, this is we're going to do what we do, and I think that's the only way. You should improve more from the first game to the second game than you do all year. And if I've always thought if you're not doing what you do, then how do you know where to necessarily to improve? So, no, we're going to kind of do what we do, and hopefully there's no big surprises because there's not supposed to be.
Well, and have you seen, has it been your experience, Coach, that particularly when you're new to a program, that you see the team continue to improve as the season goes on, as they get more accustomed to working with you and your staff?
I think you should, and that's certainly going to be the plan for us moving forward. But I always thought that was a great opportunity to improve. Also, when you have kids like we're going to have a lot of that haven't been out there on Saturday nights and not necessarily experienced in certain spots or young in certain spots, you know, one of the hardest things is to take a veteran team and try to improve as the year goes on. You know, they've already played 2-3 years, you know, like a guy like Trey Hunter. I mean, you really got to do things to challenge them to get better as the year goes on. But with a younger football team, you should get better as the year goes on.
We're here at Portico in Monroe, Hog Talk on ESPN 97.7. I'm Nick White along with head coach Matt Viator, Scott McDonald, sitting in on a segment here. And I know Scott and I were both so impressed with this kid last year, Garrett Smith, and just, you know, the toughness that he showed. And obviously kind of got him down later on in the season, wasn't able to finish the season. But I know you've been impressed with what you've seen out of him and just kind of what he brings to the table in leading your football team in year two.
I have, for sure. And, you know, when you go in like I did and watch film and stuff, you can see that he can throw the football. He can run, you know, he also can run the football. He's actually a better runner than I even thought he was last year. You can see that he's a tough kid. But what I've been really excited about and watching that you can't really see on tape that you got to get out there with him, you know, one-on-one with him, is how competitive he is. And he has a great competitive spirit about him, which I think resonates to the rest of the guys. Sure, you know, there's nothing better as a quarterback that have a quarterback that's accountable, that's tough and competitive, and watch the other kids around them, you know, really respect him and really flock around him. And so anyway, he showed me that stuff, and I've been impressed so far what he's done.
We saw that in the Alabama game. I mean, just the beating that he took, and I saw him on the sidelines, just fiery as anything, upset, trying to rally his guys. And to me, you know, that's what you want, that fire, that competitive spirit. And your guys are going to respond to that, I believe.
I think so. And, I mean, that's normally the case. Like I said, those are great qualities to have as a quarterback. You know, you have to be smart. You have to be able to throw and all those kinds of things. But the intangibles, like in terms of being tough and in terms of being competitive, being accountable to your teammates, all those things are things that are great quality for a quarterback to have.
I think another area, Coach, then Scott's got another one for you, is just continuing on the offensive side. A lot of receivers played last year, and you mentioned today about maybe 10 guys will play in this first game. You have a lot of running backs that will play in there. But Tyler Kane getting back out there on the field, getting his sixth year. What do you see as his biggest strength coming into that sixth year, bringing to your football team?
Well, I think Tyler, I mean, he hasn't played running back in a while, but I think what he does bring is he has the ability to run inside and outside, which is very, very important. And the other thing that he brings to the table is he's a really good receiver out of the backfield. So I think a lot of him playing receiver the last couple of years, now you put him in the backfield and you release him out, free release him out as a receiver too. He gives you a fifth option, very quick, out of the backfield. But I've really been impressed with him. He's a really nice kid, very competitive, tough kid, and he looks at home at running back.
Well, Coach, let me circle back a little bit. Talk about the development of the young quarterbacks behind Garrett Smith. I know a lot of folks have been questioning, you know, in other words, what do we have behind Garrett this year?
Well, I think that Will Collins has really progressed and had a great second scrimmage. When we scrimmaged a couple weeks ago on Saturday night there, he's really, really productive. And he can run and throw as well. Caleb Evans is a young man that we signed out of Bishop Nunn in Dallas that, I mean, we can't say enough good things about. You know, tall kid, can throw it, very smart kid. And Caleb ran 21-2, 21-3 into 200 last year. I mean, so he can run. So we have those kids. Frank Maxwell's coming back, too. He was hurt last year. I don't know. I think we're good, you know, at quarterback. I think we have some depth, and they're all young.
Got a question on the text line from Ron in Monroe. Is first with a statement, wishing you a great year, Coach. And my question to you, what's your plans to get the student body and community behind this team and have the stadium full?
Well, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. You know, the number one thing is to win, and that's, you know, what you have to do, and we understand that. I think our administration here has done a great job in terms of marketing and trying to get out everything we could. I went and spoke everywhere I could speak, trying to meet as many people as we could meet, just trying to get the interest back up. But there's nothing like, you know, kids getting out there, being very competitive, winning games. I think that's the things that you have to do eventually, you know, to get a consistent crowd and get a consistent backing.
Ron, thank you for listening. Thank you for the text in here. Let's continue to talk about your offense for a moment and just the development of the offensive line and the job that Coach Sale has done with that area of your football team.
I think we've progressed a lot, especially since the start of spring ball. And I like the progression. I think we have some talented kids. I really do. And when you look at them, you start with Jeff Savage, Frank Sutton. I mean, guys that have been in there, Ray Balthasar. But I think what's, you know, just trying to, I guess, become more physical in terms of running the football, you know, maybe than what they've done the last year or two. And not that I want to compare everything to previous years, but just trying to change their mentality a little bit. To it's been our experience through the years that offensive linemen like the run block. You know, you just have to get it back in their head and get the things. But, I mean, they want a run block. They don't want to sit back and pass block the whole game. And plus, they also understand if you can run the football, unless it's third and long, I mean, then you have the ability that the defensive linemen don't know what you're going to do. You know, you got the ability to run it or throw it so you can get those guys back on their heels a little bit and not just teeing off on you the whole game. So, but no, I'm excited about the progress. I'm not surprised. Rob Sale is a really good football coach, and I thought we had some talented kids there. We just had to get them, Rob did, you know, doing the things that he wanted them to do.
There's something about that mentality of an offensive lineman and I think a nastiness, and that's what running the football brings to the table, and flipping that switch and knowing you're the aggressor and getting after him.
I've always thought, and, you know, this just goes back from through my 30-year career, I guess the people like my dad that I learned under and things, but offensive linemen more than anybody set the tone for your whole football team. And it's just, you know, the quarterback's the leader and this and that, but your offensive line sets the tone pretty much for what you do as a football team and your practices and how physical you're going to practice and what the mentality is at practice and stuff. So no doubt, a very, very important position, and hopefully we'll continue to improve there.
Well, let's flip the on the other side of the ball, Coach. Let's talk about those down linemen, Manny Michel, and what he's got to work with in the development of that group.
We have a lot of guys, more than I'm accustomed to, just in terms of depth and overall guys there. And, you know, Colton Moorhead's played a lot. Was unfortunate to lose David Elias, you know, earlier this summer, which hopefully he'll be able to come back at some time. But, you know, moving Caleb Tucker, I think, to defensive line has really helped us. So he gives us a guy that's explosive off the edge in terms of rushing and stuff. But just pure numbers, Scott, we have more than, you know, what we're used to. Now, I haven't seen him out there actually, you know, play. And like I said, Moorhead played some on the D-line last year. You had some spot guys, but there are guys there. You take the Donald Lewis's and the Sterling Dawses and guys, I think they're really good football players. We just got to get them out there and give them a shot.
So really young up front with a lot of those guys you're talking about, and this will be their first action.
Absolutely, and Moorhead's the only senior of the whole group. And but we got guys like Tyler Johnson and Howard Houston, some guys that we brought in, and can't say enough about the three young kids that we signed in Hussman, Shelby, and Starks, the three defensive ends that are all 6'3", 6'4", kids that we think are going to be really good, too. So that's probably the defensive line and wide receiver are the deepest that we are at any position.
And we'll be young at linebacker as well, Coach.
We are. I really like those guys. David Griffin, I think, is done some really good things. Chase Day, Cortez Cisco is a kid we moved from safety to a linebacker because the style that Collins and Stoker and Manny that we want to play is more speed-oriented and stuff, more blitz-oriented, and those guys and stuff. So anyway, we moved some guys back to up, you know, from the back end to linebacker, and we moved some linebackers to D-line to try to get more speed on the field.
Scott, thank you for sitting in for a segment.
My
Looking
pleasure.
Forward to Saturday. We'll get this thing underway.
Look forward to it, my friend.
We'll take a break, and we'll actually give Coach V a break, and he can finish his lunch. Deputy Athletic Director for the Warhawks, Josh Brooks, will join us. Some changes coming about in parking, some ticketing, and we'll get all the information that the fans will need to know for Saturday's home opener against the Southern Jaguars. Our number is 888-993-7762. And, of course, you can tweet a question to my handle, at NickWhite67. We're live at Portico in Monroe for Hawk Talk on ESPN 97.7.
Hey, Warhawk fans. Did you know it pays to be an Iberia Bank client? When you refer friends to bank with us, both you and your friend can earn a $25 gift card. And there's no limit to the number of friends you can refer. Ask your local banker for details. Or visit referiberiabank.com to learn more right now. That's referiberiabank.com. This message brought to you by your hometown bank, Iberia Bank. Member FDIC. Go Warhawks!
If you or a loved one have been injured or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero. I'm Lauren Guerrero, and my father is Jeff Guerrero. He has helped thousands of people who have been injured in auto accidents, offshore accidents, drug recalls, and victims of medical negligence. So if you or a loved one have been injured through no fault of your own, do what thousands of injured clients have already done. Go Guerrero. Call 24 hours a day at 325-4306 or come by the office at 2200 Forsyth Avenue in Monroe.
As an agricultural scientist, I understand how the sensitive relationship between soil and seed creates a challenge for Southern farmers. At the Terrell Seed Research Station, our goal is to overcome that challenge, and we do it year after year, season after season. Terrell's Rev Brand seed is genetically designed for the South. Whatever the conditions, Rev Brand's yield potential is second to none. Terrell Seed, seed of the South.
Portico Bar and Grill proudly supports the ULM Warhawks. Come by after the Warhawks play and enjoy our delicious menu options for appetizers, soups, salads, sandwiches, po' boys, steaks, seafood, pizza, and pasta. Experience our great outdoor dining patio and convenient drive-through pickup window. Located on Tower Drive in Monroe, Portico Bar and Grill. It's what you call a good time. Go Warhawks!
There's no place like our home, Louisiana's very own.
You've got Blue Cross in the palm of your hand. Download our free mobile app for iPhone, iPad, or Android, where you can find a doctor, check claims, browse your benefits, and more, so you can use Blue whenever, wherever. Visit the App Store or Google Play today, or go to bcbsla.com.
We got a Blue for you.
Incorporated as Louisiana Health Service and Indemnity Company.
First National Bank proudly supports ULM football in their pursuit of uncommon achievements. Hi, this is Mike McGee inviting you to come tailgate with us before each ULM home game. Just look for the big archway and you'll find the First National Bank family serving up some great food, lots of fellowship and fun, and plenty of Warhawk spirit. At the Uncommon Bank, we're proud to be your hometown bank, providing all the daily banking conveniences that you depend on with an uncompromising commitment to service. First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank. Go Warhawks. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now, let's get back to Hawk Talk on ESPN 97.7.
Welcome back to the show. We're here at Portico in Monroe for Hog Talk. Our first one of the season. We'll be here throughout the football season on Mondays at noon, and we hope that you'll make plans if you can't make it out here for the rest of the show today. Come out and join us here throughout the football season. Our number is 888-993-7762. That is a call or a text if you got a question for us here on the show. You can also tweet a question to my handle, at NickWhite67, and we'll attempt to get those answered. We do have one that we'll get to here in just a moment, and we'll get to that with Deputy Athletic Director for ULM, Josh Brooks. Josh, good to have you on today, man.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Lot of exciting times going on with ULM, a lot of change, and change obviously can bring in some confusion sometimes with some things. So that's why we brought you on today. And change is not bad, by the way. It's okay to do that, but it can bring about some confusion. So I guess as far as Warhawk fans and some game day procedures, there's going to be some changes starting this Saturday, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And I think, as Coach Vietor said, change is going to happen, but growth is optional. So hopefully we can grow and make some things better this year for the fans. It all starts with parking. You know, anytime you have an event this large on campus, especially where you have a stadium on one side of the campus, it's not centrally located, it's going to be tough to get that many people in and out of the area. So the big message to everyone is get there early. If you're going to tailgate, get there early. It's going to make things easier. If you want free parking, anything west of the Bayou, which for people who need a landmark, anything west of the library, anything between the library and 165 will be free day of, no problem. If you want paid lots to pay the day of, everything to the east of the stadium by the intramural softball complex in between that area is where they need to go.
And I think that to your point on the parking and traffic is if anybody was out at Bayou Jam this past week, I was, and I actually had left. I saw there's a traffic issue, but that's every time you have a game there. It's just the way that the stadium is located. Get there early. I mean, you go back to Baylor a few years ago, and people took them a while to get in there. It is what it is. It's a good problem to have.
Exactly. That's what
talking
to everyone, that's a good thing. That when we're talking about parking issues, that means things are going well. So, and one of the logistical issues for Bayou Jam was those fans from the game previous were leaving as those were coming in. So you had a little bit of a two-way traffic going there that made it a little more difficult. But hopefully, if everyone will trickle in and get there early, get to your spots, get to your tailgaters early, it'll help alleviate some of that.
We did have a question on the text line, and it was about the Bayou Jam and getting that event back on campus. What did y'all think about the Bayou Jam and just kind of the event overall as a whole in the future there?
You know, it's great to have it back at ULM. You'll get anytime we can get anyone on campus, especially prospective students, whether they be athletes or not, getting people to come to campus is always important, especially how beautiful our campus is now. Just getting visitors is just so always a good thing. But honestly, selfishly for us, it was great for us to have that event in terms of our staff kind of having a run-through of what game day is going to be like. So I was able to see concessions operate, watch the custodians operate, watch the parking, traffic, all those things. It was a good week before kind of glimpse of what some things we need to focus on or maybe some things we need to rethink a little bit.
Obviously, there's going to be it's more – college football is more than just the game. There's tailgating, there's themes. What are some of the themes that we can look forward to this season for these five home games?
We have a lot of fun stuff lined up for this year. We really want to try to build stuff around each game. We always say, with all due respect to the team and the game itself, but it's always got to be more than just a game. We have to do more for families and get people out there. So for this first game, the theme is Sun's Out, Talent's Out. So it's going to be kind of a beach theme for the students. We know that this is our chance to make that first impression, especially with a big freshman class, getting them out there. We're going to have, in the student section, we're going to have water slides and fun stuff going on for them. Later on in the year, we're going to do some different stuff. We're going to bring out a Ferris wheel for homecoming. We've got a concert the night before the Idaho game. We've got, of course, the camo out military day. We're very close to landing the Marine Corps silent drill team to perform at halftime for military day. And then also, one thing you'll see throughout all the home games is a Hanson the Kid Zone, which will be in the southwest corner outside the gate of the stadium. So as you walk up to the stadium, right to your right in that grass area. So we're going to have a new inflatable face painter, balloon twister, a bunch of different fun stuff like that, a little photo booth. So things like that to where the kids, how it is with small children.
Yeah.
If they can get a balloon animal, a snow cone, and a face painted, they're hooked.
That's right. Got to have more than just the game, obviously, with the young ones. But the kids, I think, and I have young children, you have young children, That's the key. Yeah. I mean, if they, you can get them involved with wanting to get out there, more and more people are going to want to come and be a part of what everybody else is being a part of.
Yeah, you know, parents are with kids our age, our kids kind of dictate our plans over the weekend. So if we can put on a good product for those kids, then maybe they'll tug them and say, Mom and Dad, bring me back out to that game. And we're going to do for the Idaho game, we're going to make that the kind of the community day to where every elementary school kid in this area, 12 and under, will get to come to the game for free. So that'll be the one big chance to kind of really engage the community and get those kids, you know, hooked to be Warhawk fans.
That's a great promotion that you're going to do there and get them in there young. Great idea right there. Let's talk about ticket sales. 5 days out from the kickoff against Southern, obviously be able to walk up, but need to go on and get your tickets. Tell us about some of the different ticket levels and where they need to go or where they can go to find out where to get them.
The key thing right now is come to the Fant Ewing ticket office right now. Get your tickets early. You don't want to be standing in line day of, because we know no matter what we say or do, we know there's going to be a ton of people trying to buy tickets day of. So go ahead and get your tickets. You can get them online at ulmwarhawks.com right now at any time. You can come to the ticket office. We're expanding the hours this week until 7 p.m. each day this week. If you've got groups of 10 or more, it is a reduced rate. And also, remember, children 3 and under don't need a ticket. And children between the ages of 4 and 12, tickets are half price for the general admission area. So there's lots of different options. If you're a ULM fan, go ahead and get your season tickets anyway. The our season tickets are not going to break the bank. They're not like Saints tickets. Go ahead and make the commitment and get, you know, that way. And if you can't make them all, then you can always give them back to us, because we do a lot of charity work to give some of those tickets back. So go ahead and just get a season ticket if you're a ULM fan.
Another question that was just texted to me about, I guess, this game in Southern. Will their band be performing? Will Southern's band be performing?
Their band will be performing, yes.
Will there be any collaborative effort between ULM's band and Southern's or not? Or is that you going to keep that under
I'm going to keep that under wraps right now.
All right. I like that. It's called a team.
They're actually going to perform together, and I'm going to dance between both of them.
I'll join you out there. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Well, if sun's out, guns out, you know, we'll go and just get out there and have a good time with that. Okay. All right. Another question I just had back on the parking. What are the different price points? Is it just once you're across the bayou, is it a certain price no matter what?
That entire lot east of the stadium is all $10 game
day.
Okay, so there's no different price points. The lots A, B, C, and D, there's still some space available, but it requires a donation to the foundation, which we would gladly take anyone to call right now. They could. I'll give out my cell phone number if they want to donate and give for...
You're a brave man.
Yeah. Or just tweet you and then tell them I'll get hooked up with them, yeah.
Send me a DM or something. We'll get that information out there. So you'll have certain lots, the lettered lots, they'll be free.
Which is reserved for people who have made donations and go ahead and purchase theirs in advance. But day of is all $10, all east. But again, get there early because that lot's going to fill fast. But the good news is, and what people have got to understand, is there's lots of parking on this campus. And you know, go to a Pelicans game, go to a Saints game, whenever you have 25,000-plus people at any event, you're not going to be able to pull up next to the venue itself. You're going to have to walk a half mile. That's just kind of standard operation. And we're working on having a shuttle running up and down Northeast Drive for those free lots to get people from the west side of the bayou to the stadium. But you could look. I walk this campus 3 or 4 times a week. I could walk from the stadium to all the way to Taco Bell. It's a mile at most. It's not a bad walk.
Compared to other college campuses,
it's
not even comparable.
Parking is not an issue here. We've just been, as ULM fans, we've all been spoiled with it. We just got to come understand that, look, that's a great thing. We want to be talking about this each week, having parking issues and how we're going to avoid that.
Some of the most eye-opening things whenever you go on the road, and like I was up at Penn State for basketball, but you just see where the stadium and how far away it is from campus. Hey, it is what it is.
And our campus is flat, too. You've been to some campuses across the east where it's hilly, and all of a sudden you make that wrong turn, and now you're walking a mile uphill, you know.
No question about that. Josh, before we let you go one more time, just kind of a brief synopsis, tickets, parking, everything that the fans will need to know for Saturday.
Okay. For anything, if anything comes up, call 342-HAWK. Whether it's a ticket or a question about parking, we can help you there. Just remember 342-HAWK, 342-HAWK. Remember, get there early. The game kicks off at 6 p.m., but you want to get there early because I promise you it's going to, no matter what we say or do, the lines are going to be long. Get your tickets in advance. Our ticket office has extended hours this week. You can get them online or come see us at the Fant Ewing ticket office, but go ahead and make your plan early. And if you have a question about parking or need any advice on which direction to come from, call us at the ticket office and we'll help you out. 342-HAWK.
Josh, thank you for coming by. Go and enjoy the rest of your lunch, and we'll see you out there on Saturday.
Thanks, Nick.
Looking forward to it. Josh Brooks, Deputy Athletic Director for ULM, joining us here on Hog Talk. We'll come back. Coach V will get the headset back on, and we will finish up the show with a preview of the Southern Jaguars. Still a chance to get some questions in as well. 888-993-7762, or you could tweet them at my handle, at NickWhite67. You're listening to Hog Talk. We're live at Portico in Monroe on ESPN 97.7.
Football is a contact sport. And at Bancorp South, banking is too. As proud supporters of Warhawks Athletics, we believe building strong relationships starts by making some contact of our own. From getting to know each customer to being an active part of the entire community. For all your financial needs, Bancorp South is right where you are. Game day and every day. Stop by your local branch or visit BancorpSouth.com. Bancorp South, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Stay in your game with Glenwood Sports Therapy. Our specialized outpatient sports therapy program helps youth and adult athletes recover from sport injuries quickly and safely. Using state-of-the-art technology and equipment, our specialized therapists create customized treatment and rehab plans and work with patients one-on-one to evaluate progress. Whatever age, whatever sport, stay in your game with Glenwood Sports Therapy. For more information, call 329-4770.
As football fans, Raising Cane's believes in rushing quarterbacks. But not our hot, fresh, 24-hour marinated chicken. We believe in running out the clock, but never out of our refreshing sweet tea and lemonade. And we believe in supporting the Warhawks with the same passion we have for serving our customers. Because when it comes to Warhawks football, we go all out. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Official chicken of the ULM Warhawks.
First downs to touchdowns. It's game time, Warhawks. The Super Chevy dealers love the game and have teamed up with your ULM Warhawks to bring you an all-star lineup. Work hard, but play harder with the 2016 Chevy Silverado or Camaro. The Silverado brings the new face of strong and a hustle, hit, and never quit attitude thanks to high-strength roll-form steel. The Chevy Camaro wins from within due to an array of offered connective technologies and a strong new design that is always ready for the end zone. Score big this season and make the right choice. Chevy, your Super Chevy dealers and Warhawks football, a winning combination.
Terrell Seed is in the relationship business, between the environment and agriculture, between agriculture and industry. Most importantly, it's the personal relationships we build with our customers. They're farmers and growers, and like us, they have everything riding on this year's yield. That's why we've genetically designed our Rev Brand Seed to thrive in the South, or as we call it, home. Terrell Seed, Seed of the South.
Now, let's get back to Hawk Talk on ESPN 97.7.
Our final segment here of a first edition of Hawk Talk here on ESPN 97.7. I'm Nick White along with Matt Viator, head coach of the ULM Warhawks. And our number is 888-993-7762. 6 p.m. on Saturday is the kickoff time between the Warhawks and the Jaguars of Southern. And that's where we go now, Coach, and start to break down a little bit of this Southern Jaguar team. The challenge of an opening game, as you mentioned, no chance to play a jamboree, play a preseason game. So I guess if there's a time where the unexpected can be brought about, it is always game one, and you would like to do that, bring that to the table to Southern, but I'm sure they're going to want to do that to y'all as well.
Now, there'll be certainly a lot of that going both ways, and that's how I've always said. I mean, first games are, you know, most football games, you know, you have to make adjustments, obviously, but you have to be ready to make fast adjustments and early adjustments a lot in a first game, because it's just, and like I said, you look at the Southern staff, you look at what Coach Odom's done, he's got a lot of familiarity with his staff, a lot of continuity, but they're still going to do some things different based off of different years and what they've learned in a year and looking at other people. And so, it, and like I said, it doesn't matter the fact that we're a new staff and they're not. I mean, you're going to see different things. We know that. They know that. Got to adjust on the fly.
One thing that Scott mentioned earlier in the show, but just a dynamic return man in Quinn, and I guess that's where it all starts. Obviously a great athlete. Got to find out where he's at on the field.
Well, no question. And the great thing about, you know, the bad thing is when you play against him, he's really very, very talented. You know, you have to defend him. The good thing about it was, is all you got to do is put the film on, and he gets the player's attention quick with some of the things he's done. I mean, he returned to kickoff last year, the first game of the year against Louisiana Tech for a touchdown, 90-something yards and stuff. So, I mean, very, very talented, and you just put him on there, and the players can see that. And so, not only are we telling them that to get their attention, it's great when you can just put the film on and show them. That gets their attention a lot faster than you just telling them.
I got a text question that came in actually to me personally, and it's about the Southern game, but it's really more about game first game of the season. How much time do you spend in the off season on the opening opponent, or is it equally broken down over the 12 games?
No, what we basically do is we started a little bit last week and did some things just that Southern we thought might do a little bit different from what we did. So we spent 2 days last week, about 30 or 40 minutes per day, but kept practicing against ourselves. Sunday night we came back out last night and had a practice under the lights and did 30, 45 minutes of Southern stuff, and then we'll be back on a normal game week now. So probably total hour and a half, 2 hours, in all the days leading up to this, and then we'll get back on a normal routine.
Back on Southern as far as just what they bring to the table offensively, give us a quick breakdown, if you don't mind, of what you expect from them on that side of the ball.
We expect them. The quarterback's good. He's seasoned, and he's a good football player. So we expect them to be in 3-4 wide receiver sets. We expect them to do a lot of what we call RPOs, run-pass options, depending on what he sees. He'll hand the football off, or, he'll pull the ball out and throw a lot of quick game, a lot of bubble screen type of stuff. And then, when they get down the distance-wise, and they'll throw it down the field. So defensively, we expect them to be in a 4-3 setup. We expect them to be in 4-down linemen, 3 linebackers, 4 guys in the secondary. They play a lot of man-to-man. So, that's kind of what we expect going in. And then, like I said, we'll have to adjust from there.
What about defensively? What do you expect out of this club?
Well, we expect, like I said, 4-down linemen, 4-3 type setup. Not a big blitz team. They weren't last year, but like I said, it's a new year. Who knows? But, they play a lot of man-to-man, probably 50-50 man-to-man and zone and stuff. So, I don't know. That's kind of what we prepare for, and like I said, we may have to adjust after it starts.
Aside from Quinn, what do they look like in their kicking game?
Well, they have a new punter this year, so we're not quite sure. We've kind of been reading up, and, they got the guys battling out and stuff. So really the only constant they have from last year is Quinn. The kicker's new, the punter's new, so we'll kind of have to adjust from there.
As you get set for this opening game, what's kind of the new staff and kind of get familiar, what's kind of the breakdown, the lead up to Saturday? What will y'all do with your team practice-wise?
Well, we're going to practice we're going to meet today, go do some things today, and then we're pretty much Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, walk through Friday. It's kind of our normal weeks and stuff. So since we got in an extra practice last night, we're going to get back on our normal routine and kind of teach the kids what a normal routine is for us, and that's kind of, so anyway, that's what we'll do moving forward.
Do you feel like being new, and I guess that's kind of the theme, and we'll get past the new theme here pretty soon, but being new and new staff and obviously a new team, that you maybe won't have that look-ahead factor to next week to Oklahoma because everybody's so ramped up to get after this first game?
No, I mean, 100% of the focus has been on the first game, has been on Southern, and been on basically the fact that we have an opportunity to play at home, first game, good crowd, should be a great atmosphere, and that's all I've heard. I mean, that's all we've talked about, obviously, as a staff, but that's all the talk, among the team and the community, anything that we've had has all been built towards September 3rd, this home opener.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. 6 o'clock on Saturday, ULM will get set to take on the Southern Jaguars, and of course need folks out there, as we mentioned with Josh just a little while ago, plan to get out there early. Hopefully everything will be good weather-wise. Tailgating will be great, and of course for your ticket information, any questions about parking and some of the changes that have gone on there as well, call 342-HAWK. That's 342-HAWK for any information on tickets, parking, or just any general questions you have about maybe some of the changes that are going on with game day. Coach, we are looking forward to it. It's great to be back on game week, and we're looking forward to visiting next week, hopefully talking about a big win over the Jaguars.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
For Coach Matt Viator, of course, Josh Brooks joining us, Deputy Athletic Director for ULM, Scott McDonald with a segment in here with us today. And for the fine folks here at Portico in Monroe, and a very, very great lunch, and we look forward to I like to eat, so I look forward to getting to eat their great food every Monday as well. I want to thank those folks for coming on board and hosting our show here this year. I am Nick White. You've been listening to Hawk Talk here on ESPN 97.7. See you Saturday at 6 p.m. in Monroe.
You've been listening to Hawk Talk on ESPN 97.7. Today's show has been brought to you by Bancorp South, Glenwood, Raisin Cane's, Super Chevy Dealers, Brookshire's, Iberia Bank, Jeff Guerrero, the injury attorney, Terrell Seed, Portico, Blue Cross, First National Bank. Hawk Talk is a presentation of Warhawk Sports Properties.
Holyfield was on my flight, and so was...